We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 14th goes to a 45-year-old man from Scotland. Can you play a Scotland greeting for me, please, Red?
Kim at a Herschel.
Yes. Take that man, hi, how you doing? I don't know, but it's a greeting from Scotland. Times are hard, man. And desperate times call for desperate measures, okay? The gap between the haves and have-nots is getting wider and wider all across the world. And if it's one thing we know about desperate times, when times get really desperate, folks are going to rob and steal to survive. It just is what it is, okay? We can run around and tell them to get a job, you know, all that kind of stuff, but I'm sure they would like to get a job. But when you got immediate needs, you want immediate money, okay? Well, this 45-year-old man found himself in such a situation, so he decided to mask up and lay on an ATM until he got a victim. Well, a young 17-year-old came to use the ATM machine, and as soon as this young man used the machine, put his card in his pocket and took the cash from the machine, he got jumped on. All right, that 45-year-old man pinned that young boy against the wall, put a knife to him, and demanded that he hand over all his money. Now, when I say all his money, I mean 10 pounds, which equates to like 12 American dollars, okay? Who would rob somebody for $12? Well, the answer to that is a person who has zero. Okay, $12 is $1 million to the person who doesn't have anything. But there was a plot twist, and the plot twist was the young boy recognized the man's voice. Okay, even though the 45-year-old was hooded and masked up, the young boy recognized his voice. Okay, when he recognized the voice, he was left stunned. It was in that moment that he heard his attempted robber's voice, and he knew, this is my father. Yes. The man who was in the hoodie and mask looking to rob someone at the ATM ended up robbing his own son.
Damn.
Okay. According to police reports, the son asked his father, "Are you serious? Do you know who this is?" And the attacker, his daddy, said, "I didn't care." That's when you know you never took care of your children, okay? He never even claimed that little boy on his taxes. "I know you, my son, but I didn't care, man." The boy then pulled down his snood, which is like a scarf in Scotland, and asked, "What are you doing?" To which his father replied, "I'm sorry, I'm desperate," okay? His son then had to run away, had to flee the scene, went and told his family members about the incident. Then they called the police, and the robber, his daddy, was subsequently arrested and later confessed to the crime. But still denies being that young man's biological daddy. Now, I made that last part up, okay? But his daddy said, "I didn't know it was him at the cash machine. I have done it. I will do the time for it," as if he had a choice. And he admitted to a charge of attempting to rob the victim, and now he's doing 26 months in prison. Now, I know what you're thinking.
I'm glad it was a robbing, not a rape. Because can you imagine that Thanksgiving dinner? You got to talk to your son and answer why you raped him. So and just thank God your daddy took you $12 because he could have took your virginity.
That's
with
not,
no gravy.
That wasn't quite what I was thinking. But
she got a point, though.
Yeah, she does have a point.
I mean, they be at the ATM machine raping, too. So I'm just glad the man bounced on him and asked him for the money because he could have took a whole lot more. And he sure wouldn't have been the daddy after that.
please give this 45-year-old man from Scotland the biggest hee-haw, please.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
Hee-haw.
He was a wonky donkey.
Hey.
Wonky donkey.
Hey.
Wonky donkey.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a big song in Scotland.
That sounds like something you come out the shower to.
Man,
shower
man.
Walking donkey.
That's a big song in Scotland. Donkey. Walking donkey. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Hey, he walking through his bathroom looking in the mirror like he Big Meech.
All right. Miss Pat is crazy. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's woosah. Clear your mind. Woosah, woosah, woosah. 800-585-1051. Now, this comes from Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry talks about his relationship with his son and how he raised his son. Do we have audio?
I walk in the room and we have a nanny who was helping us out and he's just giving her the business. He didn't want to brush his teeth. He's about 5 or 6 then. And he didn't know I was in the door. Galila texted me, said, "Come to the door." I stood at the door and I watched him for a minute. And then I had the nanny leave and I got down eye to eye and I was talking to him and I was like, "Listen to me. You are not going to be this way. We love you. We are your parents. You will not behave this way. We taught you better than this. You are a better kid than this. You're going to be a better man than this." And I'm talking to him and I'm starting to get emotional. But I went out on the balcony. I was in tears because I realized that nobody had ever got down and talked to me eye to eye and had a conversation to me that I could understand. It was just yelling. I was not only correcting and leading him the right way, but helping my own little boy inside of me heal. It was a beautiful moment. It was.
I did the same thing. I just didn't get down.
But have conversations?
No, I don't get on my knee. They ain't be hurting.
I'm just talking about you. How do you discipline the children? You have conversations with them?
Set your black ass down. Not today.
Yeah, I do the yelling because one of them is real.
I don't yell.
Difficult.
I talk.
I talk after I yell because I feel bad about yelling.
I have a raspy voice like a man, so my voice does what it wanna do. Sometimes it just carries like it's loud, and I tell people I'm not yelling.
But if you're not like, I don't beat my kids, right? I'm sure everybody in this room grew up off beatings, right?
No.
You didn't get beat?
My mother didn't beat me. She just grabbed my
That's
shirt.
Why you act like that now?
Nah, she and my dad never put his hands on me.
You know why your mama never beat you?
Why? Because I was too
easy to bruise. Ain't nobody putting no permanent patch and mark on you, boy. You evidence.
Take him to the neighbor's house. He's like, "Is that another birthmark?
That's evidence. Ain't nobody beating on you. That ain't they knocked his head out because he dog skinned it."
I used to get beat so much.
Yeah, you. It takes a while.
Extension cords. I used to have to pick my own switch, but I don't beat my kids at all. But you know, when I do yell, I feel bad, especially because I got all girls. So then that's when I end up having the conversation.
Oh, I yell.
You know,
I yell. I definitely yell. All day. I'll definitely yell because
is
you know what
is really that traumatizing?
No.
No.
My kids say it is.
No, they not.
My daughter said that's why she gay. I said, no, I know why you gay.
Why?
When I pushed out, she held on.
All right,
to
right.
No, she, no. She came out with her mouth open.
What is
shut
wrong?
Shut
she got
with
a little taste for it.
What is wrong with y'all? So what is the question? Where are we going?
I don't know where he going. He going to hell.
Y'all going together. That's all I know.
I don't know that black man.
Y'all going together.
No, what is, the question is, what is it? How you discipline the kids?
Yeah, how do you discipline your kids? Now, I will put my hand on my son.
No, I don't have a son, so I don't know.
I don't whoop anybody because I don't have the energy. I said, look, I told you crack babies. You got a choice. Either here or the foster care. You didn't come out of me. Mm. So my daughter tell me, oh, you shouldn't threaten the kids to give them back. I said, I can give them back. Mm. I ain't birthed none of these. Ain't now one of y'all got a scratch mark on my body that belong to you.
Mm. It ain't no guide. It ain't no guide to parenting, man. That's the crazy part. And I know that the way I was raised.
You deserve beatings.
Was wrong. No, I didn't. No, what? No child deserves beatings.
Bro,
yes,
you
know they did.
You try to set your house on fire.
I did not. I was playing with a lighter. I was not trying to set the house on fire.
I was playing with the lighter.
See, a crackhead baby set my house on fire one time when I was at Walmart buying hamburger helpers. You got to be, yeah, you were bad.
Another time.
We going to have a serious conversation.
Another time he cut a hole in the side of his trailer.
No, I did not.
So he could, you know, hump the hole.
Man, if
what?
If you bleed a stupid boy.
You didn't do that?
That's never happened.
What did you do?
You lived in a trailer, Paul?
Yeah, I grew up in a single wide trailer. No, it was double wide. It was double wide trailer.
And you cut a hole in that little
that
metal
never,
wall?
You believe him?
You didn't put a hole in it?
And it wasn't metal. It was a fake plywood.
See?
And you put your,
no,
you put
I did
your
not.
Big meech out the window?
I ain't got big meech.
I mean your little meech.
I ain't little.
You put your little baby out there.
800-585-1051. We're talking about how do you discipline your kids?
It's
how will
hard,
you discipline?
Man. I feel what Tyler Perry's saying. It's hard, man, because you feel bad when you yell at them.
I know how to discipline. Stun gun them.
Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about it when we come back. My goodness. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.